Your inbox is blowing up and your stomach is growling louder than your team meeting. And somehow you're expected to function. Slide into 7-Eleven and grab a breakfast bundle. Grab any breakfast sandwich, like our delicious sausage, egg, and cheese waffle sandwich, waffle tots, and a Monster, Celsius, or Red Bull to jumpstart your day. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $4 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores, see app for full terms.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Paige was already there that afternoon, working her way through the last of the Christmas decorations while her mother moved slowly between the counter and the stove. The house had that quiet, emptied-out feeling that always followed the holidays, when everything bright had been packed away and the rooms felt slightly larger than they had a week before. Boxes sat open across the living room floor, tissue paper half-folded, ornaments gathered into uneven piles that would eventually disappear into storage for another year. It was slow work, the kind that didn't require much thought but took more time than expected. Lillian could no longer manage it on her own, and Paige had fallen into the habit of coming over when there was something physical to be done. Lifting, carrying, reaching, things her mother would attempt anyway if left alone. They didn't talk much while they worked. They didn't need to. The rhythm of it had settled into something familiar. The knife only came up because Lillian reached for it and didn't find it where it should have been. It was nothing important. A small paring knife with a worn wooden handle, used often enough that it usually stayed on the counter near the cutting board. Paige had seen it earlier that afternoon, resting beside a half-prepared meal that Lillian had paused while they finished packing away the decorations. When it wasn't there, neither of them reacted immediately. Paige checked the sink, the drawer, and the narrow space beside the stove where things sometimes slipped. She moved a stack of mail, lifted a towel, opened the trash without much expectation. Lillian retraced her steps more slowly, pausing at each place she had been, as if memory might settle into place if she stood still long enough. The knife didn't turn up. By the time the last box had been closed and carried toward the basement steps, the missing knife had already begun to feel like one of those small, ordinary inconveniences that would resolve itself later. Something misplaced. Something that would show up in a drawer or behind an appliance days from now without explanation. The house settled again as evening came on. With the decorations gone, the rooms felt quieter, the corners darker, the walls more visible. Nothing had changed, not really. But the absence of light and color left the space feeling slightly unfamiliar, as if something had been removed that had been covering more than just the surfaces. The photograph disappeared the next day. Paige didn't notice it right away. It had been part of the house for years, set in a brass frame on the narrow table near the front door. She passed it every time she came in or out without thinking about it. That was what made its absence stand out. The frame was still there. The photograph inside it was not. Paige took it apart at the kitchen table, laying the glass and backing down carefully. Nothing had shifted. The tabs were still bent into place, holding everything as they always had. There was no tear, no crease, no sign that the photograph had slipped or been caught behind the backing. It had been removed. That was the first time something in the house felt wrong. Not loud, not obvious. Just a quiet shift that settled into the space without announcing itself. The rooms looked the same. The furniture hadn't moved, but the house no longer felt like it was holding things in place the way it should have been. Paige searched more thoroughly that afternoon. She checked every room, every drawer, every place a photograph could have been misplaced. She went through stacks of paper, open cabinets that had nothing to do with the front entry, looked in spaces that made no sense simply because there was nowhere else left to check. Lillian watched without interrupting, her hands resting lightly against the back of a chair. The photograph did not turn up. 2 weeks later, it came back. Paige found it while bringing down an empty storage bin from the attic, one that had been left behind after the decorations were put away. The attic was narrow and unfinished, not a place Lillian could reach, and not a place Paige visited without a reason. The photograph was lying flat on top of the bin, no frame, no dust, no damage. It looked exactly as it had before it disappeared, except for one detail. On the back in pencil, a date had been written. The handwriting was unfamiliar. Paige stood there longer than she meant to, the cold air pressing in around her as she tried to place it. The numbers didn't mean anything at first. They weren't a birthday or an anniversary, not a date she recognized from the photograph itself. She brought it downstairs without saying anything. Lillian studied it the same way, turning it once, then again, as if the meaning might surface with enough attention. It didn't. Not right away. Only later did Paige realize what the date marked. It was the day her parents had moved into the house. After that, the house no longer felt unsettled, and it felt active. Paige didn't say it out loud, but something about the way the photograph had been returned made the earlier disappearance of the knife feel different. It wasn't just missing anymore. It felt like it had been taken, the same way the photograph had been taken, and placed somewhere it had no reason to be. That thought stayed with her longer than she wanted it to. That night, after Lillian had gone to bed, Paige remained in the living room with the lights low, the house settling into its usual quiet around her. At first, everything felt normal again. The faint hum of appliances, the occasional shift of wood as the temperature dropped. Then she heard something else. It was faint enough that she almost missed it, a soft, contained movement that didn't belong to any one room. It didn't come from the walls or the floor, and it didn't travel the way normal sound would. It seemed to exist within the house without being tied to a single place, as if it were happening somewhere just out of reach. Paige stayed still and listened. The sound didn't change. It continued at the same level, steady and deliberate, like careful movement in a confined space. There was nothing hurried in it, nothing accidental. Then from somewhere above her came a single distinct tap. Not a drop, not a shift, something being set down. The sound ended as quickly as it had begun. The house returned to silence. Paige didn't move for a long time after that. For the first time since anything had gone missing, she wasn't thinking about where things might be. She was thinking about where they were being kept. The next disappearance didn't take weeks. It came the following morning, and Paige noticed it immediately. Not because anything in the room had changed, but because she had already begun to expect that something would. The small dish beside Lillian's bed sat exactly where it always had, catching the pale light from the window, part of a routine that no longer required thought. Each night, Lillian removed her wedding ring and placed it there with quiet consistency. That morning, the dish was empty. Paige stood still for a moment, as though the ring might appear if she gave it enough time. Nothing about the room suggested anything unusual. The blankets were undisturbed, the furniture unchanged, and the quiet of the space held steady in the way it always had. Yet the absence felt heavier than anything that had come before. The knife had been easy to dismiss. The photograph had been strange, but distant. This was neither of those things. The ring had been placed deliberately in a known spot at a known time, and now it was gone without any space in between. Lillian did not search for it. She sat at the edge of the bed with her hands resting loosely in her lap, her attention drawn upward rather than toward the empty dish. There was no confusion in her expression and no attempt to retrace her steps. If anything, she seemed to understand the absence in a way Paige could not, and that quiet acceptance unsettled her more than panic would have. Paige searched anyway, moving through the house with growing urgency, checking places that made sense and then places that did not. The effort brought no results, only the slow realization that the pattern had changed. This was no longer something being misplaced. It was something being taken. By the afternoon, that realization had settled enough that Paige found herself thinking about the house differently. It was no longer just a place where things had gone missing. It was a place where those things might still be. That thought led her to the basement, and the stairs creaked as she descended, the air cooling with each step. The space below had always been used for storage, filled over time with things that had been set aside and left without much consideration. Nothing about it had ever seemed unusual before. Now it did. At the bottom, everything looked the same. Boxes remained stacked where they had been, the arrangement unchanged. Yet something about the space felt off, as though the order she could see had been left intact while something beneath it had shifted. She moved deeper into the room and opened the first container she came to. Inside were objects she didn't recognize, arranged in a way that made it immediately clear they had not been tossed in and forgotten. A metal button rested near the edge, a folded piece of blank paper sat beneath it, and a child's plastic ring had been placed off to one side. None of it belonged to Lillian. Paige checked another container, then a third, enough to confirm what she had already begun to understand. Some of the contents belonged to the house, but others did not, and all of them had been placed with the same quiet precision. Nothing had been thrown together. Nothing had been left carelessly. Everything had been kept. The realization settled into place with a clarity she could not ignore. The house wasn't just taking things. It was storing them. That understanding followed her upstairs and stayed with her through the evening, altering the way the house felt without changing anything visible. The rooms remained the same, but the sense of the space had shifted into something more active, as though something within it continued to move, whether it was observed or not. That night, Paige didn't sit in the living room. Instead, she went upstairs early and settled in the hallway outside Lillian's room, leaning back against the wall and letting the house fall quiet around her. She kept the lights off, allowing the familiar sounds to pass without focusing on them. For a long time, nothing happened. Then gradually, something else began to emerge. It did not come from a single direction or move in a way that could be followed. Instead, it seemed to exist within the house itself, a soft, contained movement that revealed itself only when everything else had settled enough to make space for it. Paige remained still as the sound became clearer, not louder but more defined, as though its shape were resolving rather than its volume increasing. There was a rhythm to it, a steadiness that did not waver, and whatever was moving did so with consistency, without hesitation, and without variation. Then a new sound broke through the rest. It was small and controlled, unmistakable in its meaning, the sound of something being set down. Another followed, and then another, each one carrying the same measured precision, as though something was being placed, adjusted, arranged with care in a space just out of reach. Paige felt the shift in her understanding before she fully formed the thought. This was not random, and it was not the house settling into itself. It was work. The sequence continued for several minutes before coming to a complete stop, leaving behind a silence that felt heavier than the quiet that had come before. Paige remained where she was, listening for any sign that it would begin again, but it did not. Eventually, she stood and moved into Lillian's room. The small dish on the nightstand remained exactly as it had been. The ring had not returned, nothing had. But something within the house had changed in a way that could no longer be ignored. For the first time since any of it had begun, Paige understood that whatever the house was doing was not temporary, and it was not without purpose. It was not hiding what it took. It was building something with it. After that night, Paige stopped thinking about the missing objects as something that might come back. The earlier pattern had made that seem possible, with items returning slowly and turning up in places that didn't make sense. But the ring never reappeared. Days passed, then weeks, and the small dish beside Lillian's bed remained empty, its absence settling into the house the way everything else eventually did, becoming less of a shock and more of a quiet fact that no longer needed to be questioned out loud. Nothing replaced it, and that, more than anything, shifted Paige's understanding of what was happening. The returns had never been a guarantee. They had only created the impression of a cycle, something that would continue if given enough time, but without them, the pattern revealed itself as something else entirely. Something that had never depended on repetition to continue moving forward. Paige found herself returning to the basement more often than she intended, at first under the pretense of confirming what she had already seen, but eventually without any reason she could clearly define. The longer she stood in that space, the more it began to feel like the center of something rather than the edge of it, as though the rest of the house existed around it instead of above it. Nothing appeared disturbed when she looked at it directly. The boxes remained stacked as they had been, the lids still in place, the arrangement unchanged in any visible way. Yet the sense of order within them seemed to deepen the longer she stood there, as if the act of keeping those objects mattered in a way she could not fully understand. Each container revealed the same quiet precision. Objects had been placed deliberately, not gathered or forgotten, and there was nothing broken, nothing discarded. Nothing that suggested carelessness or neglect. The items were simply there, held in a way that implied purpose without offering any explanation for it. Over time, Paige stopped opening the containers altogether, not because she was afraid of what she might find, but because she had begun to understand that what she was seeing did not depend on her understanding to continue. The pattern existed whether she observed it or not, and the more she tried to define it, the less certain she felt about where that understanding would lead. Upstairs, the house remained outwardly unchanged. Lillian moved through her days with the same careful rhythm she had always maintained, though she spoke less about the missing things, as if naming them had become unnecessary. There was a quiet acceptance in her that Paige could not fully share, a willingness to let the house hold what it had taken without asking for it back. That acceptance made the silence heavier, not lighter. At night, the sounds continued, and Paige heard them more clearly now, not because they had grown louder, but because she had stopped trying to dismiss them. The movement carried through the house with a steady, deliberate rhythm, followed by the soft, controlled contact of objects being placed somewhere just beyond the walls, each action unfolding with the same consistency it had always had. There was no variation in it, no sense of hesitation or urgency. Only the quiet continuation of something that followed its own sequence, regardless of whether it was observed. The longer she listened, the more it felt like a process rather than an intrusion, something that belonged to the house in a way she did not. After a time, Paige no longer sat in the hallway to listen for it. She stayed in the living room or at the kitchen table instead, allowing the sounds to exist without focusing on them directly, understanding that observing them more closely had not changed anything about what they were. The house was not reacting to her presence, and whatever was happening within it did not depend on her awareness. It was simply continuing. One night, as the sound moved through the house again, Paige found herself looking toward the ceiling in the same way Lillian had weeks earlier, and the thought came to her without effort, settling into place as naturally as everything else had. The basement was not where the objects ended up. It was where they were finished. The realization did not bring clarity so much as it shifted the question entirely, moving it away from where things were going and toward what they were becoming once they were there. The objects themselves had not changed in any visible way, but the care with which they were handled suggested something beyond simple storage. Something that depended on the objects themselves and the histories they carried with them. Paige did not try to follow that thought any further. Some understanding felt less like an answer and more like a boundary, something that existed only to show where not to look. Winter passed slowly, the house settling deeper into its quiet routine. Nothing new disappeared and nothing returned, but the absence of change did not bring comfort. It felt more like a pause within something that had not yet fully revealed itself. In early spring, Lillian stopped going into the basement altogether, not with any explanation, but with a quiet avoidance that Paige chose not to question. There were parts of the house that no longer invited explanation, and forcing one felt like stepping into something that had already made it clear it did not need to be understood. The night it ended, or at least the night it changed, came without warning. Paige had fallen asleep in the living room, the low, familiar hum of the house settling around her, and when she woke sometime after midnight, it was not to a sound, but to the absence of one. The house was completely still in a way she had not experienced before, and for a moment she remained where she was, listening for the movement that had become part of every night. It did not come. The quiet held unbroken, as though something that had been in motion for weeks had come to a complete stop, and then, from below, there was a single sound, soft and controlled, carrying the same unmistakable sense of placement she had heard so many times before, but without the sequence that had always followed it. After that, there was nothing. Paige sat up slowly, her attention fixed on the floor beneath her feet, but she did not go to the basement. She didn't need to. The silence that followed felt different, not empty, but settled, as though something had reached the point it had been moving toward all along. In the morning, the house appeared unchanged, the rooms the same, the light moving through them in the same familiar way, and yet something had shifted in a way that did not depend on appearance. The pattern had ended, or perhaps it had completed. When Paige reached Lillian's room, she paused in the doorway, her attention drawn immediately to the small dish on the nightstand. The ring was there. It rested in the center exactly as it had before it disappeared, catching the light in a way that made it look untouched, as though it had never been gone at all. Paige stood there for a long time without reaching for it, aware that the return did not feel like resolution so much as it felt like the final piece being set back into place. Behind her, the house remained still. Whatever had been moving through it, whatever had taken and held and arranged the objects it had gathered, no longer needed to continue, and the quiet that settled in its place carried a sense of completion that did not invite further questions. The work, whatever it had been, was done.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot.
Chalk, breathe, re-chalk.
Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.